Okay, so we're going to start our Bible class. We begin by naming our sins according to 1 John 1:9.
好，根据约翰一书一章九节，我们先要对天父认罪，从这里开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这个时间来研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to us.
我们要祷告，希望我们能够专注于你给我们的讯息，让圣灵可以帮助我们可以看清楚真理。
In order that we can have a better understanding about you and your plan for our lives.
而让我们能够更清楚你对我们的计划。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
What we're doing in our current classes is really talking about what we should call spiritual dynamics. And spiritual dynamics means like the power involved in the spiritual life, which includes the right motivation and having the right goals.
我们最近这些课哈，我们都可以把它称之为是一个属灵的动力。就是我们在学习怎么样获得属灵的动力和我们的目标是什么。
And we've actually come away from our studies about the angelic conflict a little bit, though of course it's all related.
在之前呢，我们所谈的呢，则是这个天使的征战，但其实他们彼此都是有关联性的。
Everything in the Bible is related, of course, and ultimately you have to know every subject in the Bible. You cannot become a mature Christian without knowing very deeply all of the subjects of the Bible.
而其实所有的圣经里面所讲的事情都是绝对互相关联的。那只是我们在学习的过程中，我们要对每一个部分圣经的每一件这些概念都要非常的清楚，同时呢要很深入的去了解。
And the Holy Spirit, His ministry is to bring all of these things together in your soul, and with His power, you can understand these things.
而圣灵他的这个所有的事工呢，就是要让我们的魂能够真正了解在圣经上所教导的事情。那如果没有圣灵的协助，我们是没有办法真正理解。
Of course, it helps for you, and also it means that the Holy Spirit can do His job properly, I guess, if the information is presented in a way which you can understand it and organize it in your minds.
而圣灵他的工作呢，他其实是帮助我们，而且同时呢，能够让我们的这个思维啊，非常的清楚，要怎么样从圣经中的学习中去运用它。
Yeah, and that's why it's really important that, like in my job as a pastor, or anybody who's a pastor, that they need to make sure the students clearly understand what's going on with the studies and where the course of the study is going.
而对一个牧师像 Tim 这样的角色呢，他们的职责就是要非常非常确认我们学生们所学习的是非常深入而清晰的。
Like at the beginning of each class, generally I'll tell you where we are and then what course we're taking so that we don't all get lost and confused. And then you can see that there is a method behind what I'm teaching here.
而在因此每一堂课呢，那个 Tim 都会希望让我们理解我们在学习的这个所谓的一个程序，而且这个些程序它其实都是有一个方法论在它的背后。
We have been talking about the great believers because these are the ones in the line of Jesus Christ. And we've sort of been talking about the line of Jesus Christ. We got down as far as David.
我们之前呢一直在讲的是这个整条就是会耶稣基督会出生的这一条子嗣的这条线。
And before we go into David and in-depth studies, it's interesting for us, I think, to look at what God expects from us in our spiritual lives. And then we see David, how he fulfilled that in his life as a believer.
而这条线呢，一直到我们已经谈到大卫，然后当然还会继续要谈到耶稣基督。那但是在大卫的身上，我们会理解神对我们一个信徒的期待是什么，而就是属灵的期待是什么，而且从大卫的身上看到他多么的吻合了神对我们大部分所有的基督徒的一个期待。
Remember, David was given a title said that he was a man after God's own heart.
我们要记得大卫呢，他在这个圣经里面有一个称谓，就是这个称谓呢，就是那个属于真正让合神心意的人的这个称谓。
He learned the will of God, and eventually he did the will of God as well. You know, it's a process. You learn and then you apply. But that means that you're doing the will of God, and that's what David was doing.
而且呢，大卫呢是真正的认真的学习神的旨意，而且他还把神的旨意真正的运用出来，所以他才会变成是符合神心意的人。
Now the Bible is a fascinating book because as you look through the Bible, you see a whole range of attitudes towards God's plan.
圣经啊，是一个非常了不起的一本书，因为呢，从我们研读圣经中呢，我们会看到我怎么样的态度才是符合神心意的。
You have the total negative attitudes as expressed by Satan, for example, expressed by the Pharisees, expressed by the people that crucified Jesus. And then you have the other extreme, you have these great believers who had the great attitude, the positive volition.
在圣经里面我们会看到两种极端，一种是非常非常负面的去背逆神的意志的，那就是那像撒旦或者是那些法利赛人等等。那另外一个对面呢，就是那种符合神心意的伟大的这些信徒们。
We see this symbol, and this is actually taught at Baraka Church, even from the very small, like the baby Bible classes. They learn the letter V, and they learn that there's a plus and there's a minus. And the V represents your volition, your free will, and everybody has this in their soul.
在那个 Baraka Church, 就是我们上校牧师的这个教会里啊，从很小的小朋友，他们都学习了这个所谓自由意志，代表自由意志的这个 V。好，它的左边的加号代表是符合神心意的我们的自由意志的选择，然后右边的减号就是负的，就是不符合神心意的，是背逆于神的期待的这样子一个符号。
This is the key to the angelic conflict.
而这个自由意志的正向或负向呢，正是在跟我们讲解所谓的天使征战的一个很大的一个表征。
It was because of a negative V. So if we take out the plus, this is negative means against God's will. And it was because of, we say negative volition, that Lucifer rebelled against God.
所以当我们拿掉左边的加号，只剩下负号的时候呢，代表你选择了一个负面的背逆于神的一个选择。
So you only have two kinds of volition. You have a negative volition and there's a positive volition. There's really no middle ground. If God gives you a command, you're either going to say yes or no. There's not like, well, maybe, maybe not.
所以在我们的自由意志里面呢，它其实只有负的或正的，它不会有中间的。那就像 yes or no, 它都是有直接的两极的答案的。所以当我们没有选择神期待的那个的时候，就代表的是负的。
This is an absolute decision that you make. It's not relative. You know, absolute is where you have to say yes or no. Relative would be like there's some middle ground, but there is no middle ground.
这就很像是一种绝对值，它只有两个选择，就是正或负的，而不会有所谓的相对值。就是那种好像在中间某一个位置，没有这种事情。
You might be talking to an unbeliever, could be your friend or a family member, and you say, well, I'd like to talk about Jesus.
如果呢，你想要跟你的朋友或者家人谈到耶稣基督。
And they might say, well, not now. You know, it's not that I don't want to talk about Jesus, but I'm busy.
然后你的对象就跟你回答说，好啊，但不是现在。我不是不想，我只是不想现在谈。
Well, that wasn't a positive decision.
这绝对不是一个正向的一个决定。
And based on the concept, there's only positive and negative. That was a negative decision. They said, no, I don't want to hear it right now.
所以呢，根据我们刚刚这个说法呢，就是他不是正的，就是负的。所以他现在不想听，就代表他不听。
Well, they might say, okay, yeah, tell me about Jesus Christ.
那也许他会说，好啊，你让我来谈，你来跟我谈耶稣基督啊。
And you give them the message, and they might say, well, I'll think about it. Well, are they positive or negative? They're negative.
如果那个人说好啊，你跟我说啊，然后那你开始把福音传给他，告诉他了一些福音的事实，然后他就说，嗯，让我想想，那这个代表的是正向的自由意志还是负向呢？这也是属于负向，因为他没有说 yes。
Some people might say, I don't hate Jesus. In fact, I like all kinds of religion.
然后也许人会有些会讲说，我并不讨厌耶稣基督，我对所有的宗教都是开放的。
Yeah, I've got many friends that are Christians.
我有很多基督教的朋友。
And I even go to church at Christmas, and I go along to celebrate Christmas with my Christian friends.
而且呢，我圣诞节的时候，我都会跟我的朋友去教会，庆祝圣诞节。
Well, until they believe in Jesus Christ, they're negative. It's like they have this negative volition.
但是只要他呢还没有信耶稣基督，他就是在采取一个负面的状态。
Yeah. And even for the believers, we have negative and positive volition as well. As once, even after we believe in Jesus Christ, we still have to make decisions every day.
即使我们已经是一个基督徒了，我们还是每一天每一个时刻都在下一个是否属神符合神心意的决定。
Now it seems everybody that's in our Bible group, you know, whether it's here or on the WeChat and Line and stuff, they're positive to learning doctrine.
而就像我们现在在不管是在课堂上或者是在 Line 的群里或者是微信的这些群里面一起在 Zoom 上面上课的人，其实都已经是选择了一个正向的一个自由意志要来学习神的话语。
And you could say, I really enjoy learning the Word of God.
你可以说我是非常享受学习神的话语。
And that's good because you've actually obeyed this command. We have a command that we're to study the Word of God. So in that case, you're saying, I have positive volition to God's command to study the Word of God. I am studying the Bible.
所以在这个时候呢，我们呢等于是对于神给我们曾经给过我们的命令，写在这个圣经上说，你是被命令要学习神的话语的。而对于这个命令，这个旨意，我们明显的是说了 yes， 就是我们已经是正向的自由意志对神给我们的要求。
Okay, so you pass that test, but then the real test is actually the application of doctrine.
所以呢，我们等于是就是通过了有关要学习神的话语的这个旨意的一个考验，但是更重要的是我们有没有去执行神其他的所有的旨意。
Okay, and we all have our weak points with our sin nature, and you know, that's the ones that are going to cause our downfall. See, everybody has weaknesses of the sins that they're more likely to do.
而我们呢，每一个人他都是有一些弱点，这个弱点就是根据我们的罪性而来的。那这些事情都会让我们可能对神的一个期待会说 no.
It might just be the impatience test.A lot of people get impatient and they think they're very important that they have to get to work on time, for example.
那很多人呢他的一个这个弱点呢就是没有耐心。好，那这个没耐心的这个弱点很可能是因为哦他每天早上急着要在几点九点以前到公司上班。
The simple test is like if you're stuck in traffic. Well, you know, some people get just a little bit angry or they're waiting behind somebody at the queue at 7-Eleven and they're getting angry and frustrated. Well, you failed your test.
当我们开车的时候塞车没耐心，或者我们在 7-11 要买早点，我们在一条长长的队伍后面，我们没了耐心，那这种时候我们就是对于神要求我们有耐心的这个测试我们失败了。
But these little tests are going on every day, and it's always going to be at your weak point that you're going to fail a test.
所以我们有一天下来每天每一时刻都可能有非常多的叫做旨意测试，但是我们很多很可能都失败了。
But the whole thing and all of these daily decisions that you make, yeah, it's the volition that's key, and it's your volition that will glorify God.
而每天的这些所谓的旨意的测试呢，都是我们自由意志的测试呢，都会是我们最主要能否荣耀神的最重要的一个钥匙。
And the will of God is to say yes to every one of his commands.
而所谓神的旨，神对我们的期待就是我们都说 yes， 他的每一个旨意，每一天都我们都要下的那些，或许有的是很简单的一些决定。
We had a question asked this morning about Matthew 7:21, which we're going to have a look at because it's an interesting passage.
那我们今天有一个问题是有关马太福音7:21节。
Okay, and this is talking about the will of God.
这个经句呢，其实是有关神的旨意。
Now, like every passage of scripture, when you look at it, probably one of the first things you need to do is look at the context. Who's speaking to who?
好，当我们在看到任何单一的经句的时候，你必须要先了解它的整个的环境状态。这句话是谁对谁说的？
You also have to know what time it is.
而且你要知道那是在什么状况、什么时间下说的。
You have to know what time it is on the biblical timeline when we're talking about dispensations. Because we have the Old Testament and the New Testament, you even have the future dispensations. And every dispensation can be a little bit different.
我们讲到说它是在什么时候说的，这句话它其实讲的是在整个所谓的圣经的年历表、时代表里面。它是在什么位置、什么状态？是旧约时代、新约时代，还是未来的还没有发生的时代？
Because there are different applications for every different dispensation, and some of the differences can be actually just quite small, or maybe there's no differences, but then you can have some big differences too.
而任何一个时代，在一个事件对那个时代来讲，它有的时候跟别的时代是没什么差别，但有的时候这个世界发生在不同的时代，它就有很大的差别。
And just to give you a quick example, like in the Old Testament for the people of Israel, and only for the people of Israel, they had the Levitical priests who were burning animal sacrifices.
就比如我们举个例子，不同时代的状况好的差别，比如说在旧约时代，对于以色列人，也就是犹太人，只有对他们啊，是有大祭司会去为这些百姓的罪去做献祭，来洗清他们的罪的。
And obviously we don't do that anymore.
很明显的，我们现在的人是已经不再做这个事了。
So we know that we don't have to start doing animal sacrifices at church because, like the book of Hebrews, for example, tells you that the animal sacrifices are finished. Jesus Christ was the final sacrifice.
那我们要理解说我们现在不做的原因是因为已经有耶稣基督为我们做了献祭，所以我们现在的人是不需要像旧约时代的以色列犹太人，他们是要用动物献祭的。所以这是不同时代造成的不同的一个做法跟状态的差异。
That part of the Mosaic law is finished. It would be stupid to do that in the churches now. In fact, it would be blasphemous.
也就是说呢，摩西律法那个时代的跟现在的是已经是有差异性的。那个律法的那个时代是要做动物献祭的。我们现在在做了就很可笑。
And I have to emphasize again, it would be foolish, but also blasphemous. It would be against, blasphemous, right? It's going against God's plan.It would be blaspheming the fact that Jesus Christ has come already. So why would we be sacrificing if we understood that Jesus Christ was the final sacrifice?
因为耶稣基督已经为我们牺牲，而且洗清了我们所有过去跟未来的罪的状态下，我们如果还去做那个动物的献祭，不是很可笑吗？
And that was actually because the Jewish people were continuing to make animal sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem that God used the Romans to come in and destroy the temple and destroy Jerusalem.
而且更清楚的一个状态是当犹太人因为耶稣来了为了他们洗清罪了嘛，他们却不相信的状况下还继续在耶路撒冷的圣殿还在继续做这个献祭，结果呢神就摧毁了圣殿，因为就是不要他们在做这件事了。
And the people have been warned. The writer of the book of Hebrews is saying, "Stop making these animal sacrifices."
这个希伯来书的作者还很明确的写出来说，不要再做动物的献祭了。
But they didn't stop, and so God had to use the Roman armies to come in and actually had to kill a lot of people in the process.
但是他们犹太人却不相信，也还是不信这个那个希伯来书的作者的写的所给的警告。因此，神就让罗马大军把这个圣殿给摧毁。
Another example, And we're just sort of off topic a little bit here, but you should know this, is that in the Old Testament, they had to give 10% of money to the temple. That was part of the tax of the Mosaic Law.
然后第二个例子呢是讲到在 当年摩西律法里面的每一个人的所得的十分之一要交出来。那这个动作其实在当时有点像是税金的概念。
And that finished when the Levitical priesthood finished. When the temple was finished and the Levitical law was finished, that law was finished as well.
You mean there's no priest like that?
That's right. Well, there's now no Levitical priesthood function, there's no temple, and the 10% function is finished as well.
所以呢在当时呢当圣殿结束了大祭司的这个任务也结束了我们每一个人都可以直接跟神对话 的那个之后呢所谓的十分之一的这个奉献这件事也结束了。也就是说这整件事情都随着摩西律法的这个结束而结束。
Yeah, and when we get into the church age, that is a part of the Mosaic law which should not be continued. That's finished.
所以到了所谓的教会时期就是这个我们现在所在还是在教会时期的时候就不应该再跟随原来摩西律法所讲的事情。
But the churches like to do that because they want their money, of course.
但是教会不会有这样的说法是因为教会还是期待大家的奉献。
But there is no biblical reference to say that we should be doing that in the church age. Jesus never taught about it, and nobody in the New Testament has said you have to give 10% to the church.
所以到了新约时代其实耶稣都不再提到说我们必须要交十分之一的所得当作奉献了。
And just remember, Jesus, he raised up the example of the widow who just put in those two coins. That was the best example that they had of giving.
而耶稣反而呢特别提到那个寡妇献了两分钱的这个事件，他反而是他特别来表达说，即使是那两分钱都是更好的一个案例。那这件事情就是在最好的一个对解释耶稣对这个事情态度的一个举例。
And then Peter said, when you give cheerfully. You know, that's the basis for giving. It's not any percentage. There's no percentage base in the New Testament. It's based on your attitude. If you want to give however much, that's how much you give.
而彼得呢则讲说你要奉献必须带着喜悦就是心怀喜悦的奉献这个无论多少都要喜悦的奉献才是我们的奉献的态度
That's the will of God is to give happily
就是给奉献的开心的奉献这才是神要给我们的一个教训所以这个十分之一的这个数字概念已经不存在了
Okay, but again, you need to understand dispensations, that there is a separation from the Old Testament, and like the Age of Israel, the Mosaic Law, and then the New Testament.
所以我们刚刚讲的这个就是所谓圣经的时代论，我们一定要有这个时间表，在不同时候发生什么事情，旧约时代跟现在的所谓教会时代是不一样的。
Now, one thing that hasn't changed throughout the dispensations and will never change is salvation is by faith alone and Christ alone.
但是有一件事情呢，是虽然在时间轴上面的变化，却不永远不再变的，就是呢，就是 the faith alone, Christ alone.
Faith alone, so just only believing in Jesus Christ.
就是单单信靠主耶稣。
That's never changed. And the context here, of course, and when we look at Matthew chapter 7, is salvation.
所以这个概念呢就是如马太福音七章所提的就是所谓的救恩这件事情是从古到今是不会变的。
In any passage that you're looking at, you need to look back, for example, where that starts off, talking about leading up to the verse we're looking at, which is Matthew chapter 7:21. What's Jesus talking about before we come into that verse?
所以我们在谈这个任何一个经句的时候要看看之前的发生的状态。所以我们现在看马太福音七章二十一节之前耶稣到底在说什么。
And it really starts off in about verse 13.
我们应该从七章十三节看起。
And we see that, you know, he talks about going through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, meaning leads to judgment to the lake of fire.
好，所以这边说呢，我们要走过那个窄门， 因为宽的门是带大家被灭亡的门。
Okay. What he's talking about here is there's two things. The narrow gate is believing in Jesus Christ, and the wide gate is religion.
好，所以这边所讲的窄门呢，就是信耶稣基督的，而所谓宽的门呢，就是代表的是信宗教的。
And you can look at religion being the wide gate because there's so many options and so many ways of how to do that. Whereas the narrow gate is there's only one way to enter the gate. That's through the man Jesus Christ, through the person of Jesus Christ.
为什么宗教的门是宽的？因为那有那么多种选择，所以你可以很多人都进得去。但是什么是窄门呢？则是只单单信靠耶稣基督的，所以那个门当然是窄的，因为你只信一个，跟那个很多信的人都是那个宽的。
And then in the next verse, which is Matthew 7:14, because narrow is the gate, and Jesus Christ himself said, I am the gate or I am the door, and constricted, which means narrow again, is the way which leads to life. Okay? And the word life means eternal life.
而对于引大家能够到永生的却只有那个小，那个窄的门，所以这个门是进去的人也少的。
We're establishing the context here that we're talking about salvation.
所以我们现在要理解它的整个内容都在谈的是救恩这件事情。
And then he talks about the false prophets, verse 15. So Matthew 7:15, beware of the false prophets who come in sheep's clothing. Sheep's clothing here means like disciples. They look like disciples of Jesus Christ, his sheep.
在这个七章十五节则在讲的是那些假先知，他叫我们特别提防那些假先知，因为他们来是披着羊皮而来的。
Yeah, we are sheep. As soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, he becomes your shepherd and you become part of his flock.
为什么呢？要这样讲呢？因为我们只要一相信了耶稣基督，我们就变成是耶稣基督的羊，他就是我们的牧羊人。所以那个些狼呢，就会假装它是羊，来到我们的羊群中。
So for us as Christians, when you walk into a church, you expect everybody to be a Christian, unless they say, well, I'm an unbeliever, I'm just to visit. But for people that are in the pews and they've been there for a long time, especially the person at the front of the church, the man who's teaching, and all of the elders of the church, you expect them to be Christians.
所以呢，在我们成为一个基督徒以后，我们在教会里，你可以想象那些在教会的里的人，除非有人说，我只是来玩的，或者来第一次来访问的，其他的你一定都认为这些人都是真正的基督徒，尤其坐在前面的那些所谓的长老，或者是站在讲台上的牧师，他们绝对你都相信他们就是基督徒。
And especially these people, they're saying praise God all the time and welcome here brother, and they've got all the right words to say.
而且这些人呢，又是满口的都是这个赞美神、赞美主、等等的，这些口中都是这样子称颂神的人，你一定想他们都是基督徒。
Yeah, but notice the verse here, inwardly, which means inside, eso means inside here, inwardly, meaning in their souls, they are like ravenous wolves.
但是所以他就说，但是他的里面呢，却是可能是残暴的狼，就是他们是狼披着羊皮。
Now, some of these people can be very sincere about what they're doing, but their motivation is wrong.
也许呢，这些人他们并不知道他们自己是狼披着羊皮，因为他里面的心里也许还是很认真的想要当一个基督徒，问题他的所有的动机是错的。
Yeah. And when you look at a wolf,A wolf is doing what he just does his best. He follows his instincts. They hunt down other animals because they have to feed their children or whatever. But if it's a wolf, he's not going to change. A wolf is a wolf. It's like we say, usually we say a tiger doesn't change his stripes or something. But what I'm saying is if he's an unbeliever, if he's never placed his faith in Jesus Christ, he cannot understand God and his plan.
而我们要理解就是说，就算他很认真的想要当一个基督徒，但是他呢，根本就没有真正内从里面信靠耶稣基督。他的所有的都是表面性的假装像个基督徒的时候，他的内在就好像一只狼，他就是一个咬死动物去喂他的小狼的那样子的一只母狼的话，他其实并不是真正的基督徒。
Yeah. The only time you have significant change is when you believe in Jesus Christ. And it's, the change is so dramatic, you become a new creation.
所以唯一呢，只有当你相信耶稣基督的时候呢，你就会有一个超级巨大戏剧化的一个变化，而从里到外，你是新的一个被造的状态。
But even still, anyway, Paul talks about us becoming a new creation. The old things passed away, and then the new things have come. But that's talking about the spiritual assets God has given to you.
而保罗就说得很好的，他说，当你相信耶稣基督的时候呢，所有过去的事已过，而新事已来。那这个所谓的新事以来呢，其实就是当你信了耶稣基督之后，你所有会收到的40个上帝给的礼物。
The old things passing away, that's Adam's original sin, for example.
而所谓的过去的事情走已经离开你，讲的就是那些所谓亚当的原罪。
The condemnation of God. Now, the fact that God has condemned you from the moment you were born, you were condemned to the lake of fire, that's gone.
而你也神当你生下来的 那一刻，神已经判定你要去火湖被烧死的那个罪已经没有了。
What else is gone? I mean, there's a lot of things relating to your eternal future. And then you have the new things that are coming. You have the filling of the Holy Spirit. You're born into Jesus Christ, baptized into Jesus Christ. Remember, there's 40 things, actually, that make you a new creature.
所以呢，就当你相信耶稣基督的那一刻呢，是不止你过去的罪被洗清，同时呢，圣灵充满，你得到永生。的未来，同时很多很多其他的，我们一共被算过一共有40件礼物，神就立刻给到你。
So inwardly you've changed. I mean, you've had a major spiritual change.
所以从这个属灵上面来看，你是非常非常大的一个转变。
But when you believed in Jesus Christ, your attitude didn't really change. Yeah, that only changes through time with learning Bible doctrine.
但是有一件事情，就算你相信了耶稣基督，他也不是立即就会改变的，那就是我们的态度。我们的做人做事的态度，它是随着我们的属灵生命的成长才能逐渐的改变。
If you're a really bad person, let's say as an unbeliever, you're a really bad person, that means inside you're a wolf, and outside, the way you talk to people and the decisions you make and the things you do, you're also a wolf. So you're inside and outside, you're a wolf.
所以如果我们说你是一个天生一个坏痞子的话，那我们 就可以 假想比喻成你就是一个里面外面都像一只狼的人。
OK, but when you become a believer, inside now you're a sheep, really. But outside you're still a wolf until you change.
那当你这一只狼里外都是狼的狼，相信了耶稣基督的那一刻，你里面变成了羊，但是你外面那个狼性还是在哦，狼的样子还是在哦，所以需要随着跟着圣经的学习而改变。
Yeah, so when I say outside you're like a wolf, what I really mean is in your thinking, in your soul. Inside, meaning now you're part of it, you're baptized with Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, you're now called a child of God, you have all of these things to say that you're saved and that you're a child of God.But outside, you're still this bad person. You're a new Christian, but you've got a lot to learn.
所以我们讲这个所谓里面已经从狼变羊，好，是因为你变成了一个耶稣基督的孩子，而外面你还是一个狼，是因为你的思维习惯还是一个狼的思维，也就是说你，我们的那个魂呢，还是像狼一样，还没有变。
Yeah, but outside, you know, in your attitude, as you learn Bible doctrine, now your attitude will change. You'll become more like a sheep. You'll become humble and you know, obey the shepherd. That's the idea, is that you become like a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
而我们所谓外面像个狼要怎么样改变呢？就是当我们学习圣经，学习神的话语，了解神对我们的旨意，而做我们就会越来越把它用在我们的行为态度上面的时候，我们变成是一个非常谦卑的人。这个谦卑就像是一个听牧羊人话的羊。
But these people that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 7:15, these false prophets, And we're talking about unbelievers this time. See, inside, they're an unbeliever, but outside, they know how to act like a Christian. They're not Christians, but they're pretending to act like Christians.
所以我们刚刚讲到的这个马太福音七章十四节呢，那些披着羊皮的狼，他很可能也在教会里面的长老或甚至是牧师，他内在其实并没有真正相信耶稣基督，所以他内在其实还是狼，但他因为跟着这些羊处得久了，所以他知道怎么样在表面去演得像一只羊。
There are some people that are saved and they're still false prophets. You know, people that they did believe in Jesus Christ, but now they've forgotten the grace message, really, or they've learned something about religion, so they're teaching a false message. But here we're talking about people that are unbelievers.
好，但是我们讲到的假先知不代表说他就是里面是狼的那种哦，假先知他很可能真的也是一个羊了，就他已经相信耶稣基督了，只是因为他学到了很多错误的讯息跟宗教的一些讯息，而让他在教导或者说出来的这些话语里面呢，变成了是一个假先知的一些错误的讯息。
And the worst of these is people that think they're going to heaven because of their works, the religious people.When you're talking about unbelievers, and a lot of them, but you know, they go to a Christian church, they maybe went to a Christian seminary, but they've been convinced that through their works they go to heaven, like the Pharisees. See, we're going to be talking about the Pharisees, and there's people like this in the Christian church.
而那些法利赛人就是所谓的披着羊皮的狼最好的一个代表，因为他们内在其实并不相信，他们却把行为举止做得像是一个好基督徒的样子。
But they think they're doing God's will.
而且他们认为他们在做神的意志，因为他们以为用人的功，人做功的概念可以让他成为一个基督徒的样子。
Okay, now we're going to stop here for a 10 minute break.
好，我们现在要休息十分钟。